Good morning. It's 7 o'clock straight up. Here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's already too warm, but I took a chance. I'm glad I did because there's a breeze, and the breeze is actually a little bit cool, which has taken the edge off the fact that it's already over 70. The temperature actually dropped 2 degrees from when I got up. When I got up at 5, it was 74. I think the official temperature right now is might be as low as 68. It's still 72 outside my back door. Or was when I left the house. I assume it hasn't changed too much since the sun shines pretty much on the thermometer there. Morning. Smoking here. There's another fire over in Lyons, just west southwest of me. So there's a lot of smoke in the air. The sunrise this morning was a red globe. Sunset last night was a red globe. Once the sun gets too close to the horizon, all you see is the smoke. That's probably what's making my eyes itch and my nose run this morning. I can't smell it. But the air definitely feels like there might be smoke in it. That doesn't make any sense at all, but I'm probably just assuming it and projecting from the fact that the smoke plume. I don't actually see the plume this morning. There's so much haze smoke off to the west that the plume did not show this morning. Yesterday I could actually see the smoke plume from the Alexander Mountain fire. It's more than doubled since it first reported, and then the Lyons fire. So there's a lot of smoke generally, even if it's not visible. The search for a new car has begun. I looked at Carvana. There's some cars I could probably afford. I could have it delivered to my house. Found one. Yesterday was a mess. The street I tried to go down was dug up. And it's one of these weird streets where in order to get to the other around the disconnected piece, to come back to the car dealer. I had to drive like 3 miles all around Robin Hood's barn to get back to it. I found a car. It would do. It's not exactly what I had in mind, but it would do. Fire engine red, it would certainly stand out in the parking lot somewhere among all the muddy browns and the military gray and the white. Car, I think that car is actually green, although it's a very dark green. And then I thought, oh, okay, I know there's another lot I wanted to try. So I started back here. Of course, it's on the other, complete other side of town. I can't actually do something rational like pick a bunch of dealerships next to each other. I have to be running around all over the goddamn place. And I got out onto the highway that would be the shortcut to get across town, because there's a really nice shortcut. Two lanes each way, high speed, limited access. And I no sooner got on and I'm caught in accident traffic. There was an accident at the intersection that I was trying to get to, the very next intersection. So there was no way for me to get off. There were a lot of people who were making illegal U-turns to get onto the other side and head back where they were headed. Just to be out of the traffic. It took me the better part of 20 minutes to go 3 miles in the heat. So by then I had forgotten to bring my water bottle, so my mouth was dry. I had to pee. It was almost lunchtime. So yeah, I didn't make much progress yesterday. I'm hoping for better today. I lost most of the afternoon. I expect I'll lose most of the afternoon today as well. Keep coming up. I'm gonna blame the smoke and not old age. I didn't get to play yesterday very much. I played a little bit. But I've been tracking how much I play per day, and I was playing a lot. And one of my 2 week averages, some time ago now, but Steam tells you how long you've been playing, how much you've played in the last 2 weeks. And one of those numbers was 168 hours. Which seems incomprehensible, and the only thing I can imagine is that I must have left the login screen up, which made Steam think I was playing the game, when in fact I was just, you know, between play sessions and didn't shut it down. Good morning. Lady in capris and a three-quarter length sleeve top. very stylish with her blue sneakers, matching top. Me, I'm an old man, shambling along in my blue jeans and polo shirt. Wearing my hiking shoes as opposed to my hiking boots. I don't know what I'd do if I had to get dressed up. If the occasion should arise that I need to be wearing regular shoes, I have to go buy a pair, I think. No, that's not true. I think I have a pair of dress shoes tucked away in the closet. I almost didn't walk today. I'm glad I did, I think. The heat, the temperature was enough to make me go, "What?" And I wasn't fast enough this morning on my early morning routine to get out around dawn like I have the last couple of days. The laying in bed till 5 a.m. is not conducive to getting everything I want to get done before hitting the sidewalk. The morning journals, the breakfast. I finished off the latest Mackie Chandler, Reluctant Sovereign. It's a good book. And I picked up a sample sometime of Jenny Schwartz's latest Delphic Dame series. Coming upon it, get ready to say it with me. Monk Post. And it's been a while since I've read any Delphic Dame, so trying to get back into it is like, okay, what the hell's going on here? But I got it. I'm there. It's fun. I like it. Comfort read. Good morning. Woman on a mission. Keeping her heart rate up in the cardio range and just keep mine beating. It's probably going to be enough. But I thought, yeah, you know, stress, mental health, physical health. I'm not sure if the extra outside air is all that healthy right at the moment, but I'm breathing it anyway. It will be filtered pretty heavily inside the house, but still won't be terrific. But yeah, Delphic Dame. So I've read a lot of Jenny Schwartz. I really like Jenny Schwartz's writing. I've recommended her a lot in various places. And I'm kind of bummed that Family Law ran out. It's like, oh, really? We're going to stop here? And yeah, it's sorry. It was a pretty good read. It was a pretty long read. It was a very satisfying read, in spite of the fact that it ended. So you know, I can really appreciate everybody saying, oh, when's the next book? Because, yeah, you want to be in that world, not necessarily this one. I can relate to that. I certainly can. You still have a lot of shade here on this side of the street. That's good. I didn't have to change lanes. It was, sun is still pretty warm, but I'm doing all right. Russian sage is looking purple. Interesting plant, Russian sage. I don't quite. What its history is. It's pretty common around here. Mostly as a domestic planting. I don't remember seeing any of it wild. But it makes a nice hedgerow. It makes a nice buffer. It's a pleasant color. It's a faint blue-purple kind of color. I could see that around my house. I should get my awnings back. They're saying they contacted me the other day for color connect selections and sent me some samples. So we picked one and sent it back. So they're going to start. They were going to start production, and they'll be in touch when they come over to do the install. In spite of the fact that I'm not playing very much right at the moment, Fallout 4 has kept my attention. It's like, can I sneak in an hour of play? Yesterday, I actually just sat and read for 2 hours after dinner. It felt terribly decadent. But I didn't really get to play at all yesterday morning, or hardly at all. I get to play a little bit this morning. When I get back, I'll get this posted. I'll be able to spend an hour or two before the spouse gets up and I can open a garage and head out for the day. Most of the dealerships don't open until 9 anyway, so I've got at least that long. Should be back by 7:30. With any luck, I'll have it posted by 7:45. I'll have an hour. Enough to do a few radials. I'm really enjoying this playthrough. It's an awful lot like the last one, but making the decision to create a base for myself that doesn't have any settlers in it, but is serviced from both sides by provisioners was a pretty good idea. I think the next time I start, I probably would pick Hangman's Alley and have, right now Hangman's Alley is a hub. And so I've got like 8 people who ostensibly live there, but only 2 that are there all the time. The rest are provisioners that are going around to various settlements, closing up my loops, expanding my reach. I may do Hangman's Alley next time. Murkwater is fun. Murkwater. I really like the house I built at Murkwater. It's definitely not a let's create a realistic house. It's basically a rectangular warehouse with a lot of glass. The floors are grating so that I can see through them. And I've got a lot of storage space for power armor, which is good because I have so much power armor. Oh my God. I have like a whole box full of parts. And at least 6, if not more, armor frames just standing around, forming walls, actually. Because I can only use 1 set of power armor at a time. Even if I had a follower, that would only be 2. And I have like, I don't know, 15 T-60s. I think I've got 1 whole set of T-45s. I've got 2 or 3 sets of T-51s. I've got a couple of Hellfires. I've got a couple of X-2s. I've got at least 1 X-1, but it's over in Nuka World. I left it there. Not that I'm going to use it anytime soon. I suspect I have the parts enough to make another X1. XO1. Well, it wasn't the fiery hellscape I was fearing. Which is good. I'm almost back, which is better. I have to remember to take the milk in. Lady out pulling the weeds from her sidewalk. Yeah, I didn't break any speed records today. 24 minutes. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And, you know, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.